Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Bradley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Bradley. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is hit by the pitch. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser moves to second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser scores. Brohmer moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Brohmer scores. Johnson moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Egan and he is out, Melton applying the tag. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball four. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. McCraw moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. McCraw moves to third. Fosse moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Egan and he is out, Orta applying the tag. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Tidrow bunts towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tidrow for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Unser hits a line drive towards first. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer strikes out. 1 out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. 1 out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a pop-up towards short. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnstone. Bell reaches second base with a double. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy is walked intentionally. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0 for 1 in the game. Tidrow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Qualls pinch hits for Tom Bradley. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 3 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fosse for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Fosse settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fosse. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. May moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy bunts towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Roy Foster pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Unser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Walt Williams pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Morales pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Williams moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Allen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Eddie Leon pinch hits for Jack Broemer. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is called out on strikes. 1 out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Moses pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Bart Johnson now pitching. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Jerry Moses. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-4 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fosse for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon now playing second base. John Lowenstein now playing first base. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-3 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Bart Johnson. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Mingori is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mingori hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.